Here's your host, Don Allen.
We are now. There we go, I think.
Good evening, sports fans.
And welcome to another episode of What the Hell Are We Doing Here Tonight?
Like, we're back.
We're back.
As always, jolly Don Allen will open the show. As soon as it gets settled.
Yeah, took a while.
We're happy to be here for the full 2 hours tonight of Five Guys Stories and Lies. Once again, our host, Don Allen, is trying to get situated. He's got wires running out of his ears and everywhere. Also with us is Glenn Quibido, former New Iberia sports writer and Hall of Fame extraordinaire.
That's the reason Tom does not do this open.
Okay? Why is that?
Glenn Quibido. Right. Former sports editor for the Daily Iberian for 16 years.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but y'all never mentioned that.
Tom Brown, former God knows. Sports director for the KLFY TV, Channel 10, for what, 9 years?
I got 39 jobs, just like the Jamaicans on In Living Color.
Bobby Ardwan, who is still with the Lafayette, not the Lafayette, just the Daily World. Correct. You're not even the Opelousas Daily World anymore, are you?
No, we're worldwide.
Circulation of 200. Yeah.
And our favorite producer, Clint, is in there once again looking at the manual on how to set this up every week.
Oh, here it comes. Uh huh. Go ahead, Clint, get him.
Like, we haven't been on the air the last 2 weeks, and we also kind of have we've had an issue. Whoop, let me turn down my mic. There we go. And we've also kind of had, I'm having issues getting my headset hooked up because I'm using my input, my little bit for Glenn Quibido's setup right now so he can hear.
We had to get Glenn his special
headset. Yeah, his special headset. Heaven forbid anybody else has to make do with anything else other than that special, super special headset.
You know what? If y'all wouldn't get the headsets from Bobby's favorite place over there.
Well, we never got them from there.
Yeah.
I think they were from someplace else where you can get pants with Bubba on them.
With Bubba, pants with Bubba. Yeah, I'm sure we'll hear from Bubba tonight, too.
You know, Bobby, I thought last week when we opened the show it couldn't get any worse than that. I was wrong.
Why?
This is worse.
Well, we're rusty. We how the coaches said, we're knocking the rust off.
This is true.
We're knocking the rust off, okay?
I haven't been here for a week. We're not going to be here for how long, Clint, after this one?
You realize?
Forever.
We hadn't insulted anybody in a week.
Two weeks. You just got here, Glenn.
Oh, well, I was coming to you.
Danny Broussard will join us tonight at 7 o'clock. That's the idea anyway.
6:45, he said he'd be here.
Well, he won't be on the air at 6:45, but it's good that he'll be here.
Well, I'm going to open the door and let him in, whether you want him or not.
I thought Tom was going to let him in. I thought Tom was in charge of that sort of thing.
Oh, no. Tom, everything Tom's been in charge of has been changed by Don.
Join us. Let's have some fun.
He doesn't like my Facebook posts. He doesn't like, man. I'm just going back home and under the covers.
One day it's going to be Don Allen and minus four guys.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, he has.
Did that forever.
Man, that's got to be tough, man.
It was.
You said even your favorite person in the world was commenting the other day about Rush Limbaugh. You know how hard it is to feel 3 hours by yourself?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. Huh? And it is hard.
Now, Rush at least can, I think, fill it in with some phone calls.
Yeah, but he doesn't always. Sometimes he'll go the first hour or two and not take a phone call. That's got to be hard, man.
Have you heard Rush Limbaugh talk?
He can talk forever.
Exactly.
It's not hard for him.
Exactly. It's not.
He can just go on and on and on and on. And it's interesting. I mean, you may not agree with it, but he always comes up with something interesting.
No, but the point is, for one single person to sit there and carry on a conversation for an hour, 2 hours. But
you're not carrying on a conversation. That's
with
the
yourself.
Whole thing.
With yourself.
Well, what they're doing nowadays is they've got their laptops in front of them, and they're pulling everything off the laptop. Oh. They're looking at the latest headlines, and they're looking at this school and that school, and they're pulling it off. Us, on the other hand, we are here with just ourselves pulling everything from memory and
pulling
experiences.
From exactly where you think we're pulling it from.
Yeah. So some people out there might think it's something else. Where are we pulling it from? Yeah.
Anyway, as Thomas said several times, we won't hang up on you if you call. 706-0111, that's your number here at the studios. Again, Danny Broussard joins us in the 7 o'clock hour. And it's not like we don't have things to talk about tonight for the first hour.
Yeah, I think that should be our motto. We promise not to hang up on you.
I thought it was.
Well, I thought it was.
It is.
I thought it was. We're not scripted because we don't know where the hell we're going.
And we tell it like it was.
Yeah, and is, and will be.
Yeah, there is a lot to talk about in the sports world, particularly after having a week off.
Name something.
Okay, how about what we were talking about in the lobby prior to this, which I thought is the funniest story I've had all week, is our boy getting kicked out of the Canadian Football League.
Oh.
The ex-Texas A&M quarterback.
Cleveland Browns
quarterback.
At some point, Tom is going to mention his name.
I can't remember his name now.
His name is Johnny Manziel. Good God, Tom.
I know his name.
Mr. Football.
Yeah, I picked it up today, and I was just laughing so hard. He has been officially kicked out of the CFL.
It's hard to be kicked out of an entire league.
For not following the parameters that were set down for him when he was allowed into the league.
But the CFL has made no comment about why he was.
No, the CFL has not. The CFL says they will not comment on it because of Canadian law, which requires them to keep personal matters private. But Manziel is quoted
unlike this country.
Yeah, right. That doesn't happen here. But Manziel has stated that he thinks it probably has to do with part of his deal coming back was he had to have weekly therapy sessions, visits to the doctor, and monthly lithium tests because he takes lithium for his bipolar disease.
I think some of us should have some of those tests.
Johnny Manziel was not a story when he was a story.
Yeah,
but he was not a story even then. So let's talk about somebody that is a story. 75 miles down the interstate.
Uh-oh. I was holding that for Danny, but go ahead. We'll bring it back up.
What is Dan? No, I don't know. No, this is us. This isn't
okay.
Danny.
All right, go ahead.
Wee Willie. Will Wade. We'll have his radio show after this one.
Have some answers.
I doubt that because there aren't going to be any questions concerning that.
Yeah.
But as many of you have probably read the headlines, he and the coach from Arizona, mm-hmm, are both expected to be subpoenaed in regards to funding shoe companies and recruiting irregularities. Let's put it that way. Did you read Scott Rabelais' column at all today in The Advocate?
I saw the headline and...
It was in defense?
And I knew...
Oh, what?
No, I saw it on Facebook. Everything was in defense.
I saw the headline, and I knew what all the text of the column was going to be like, so I just skipped to the prep page.
Was that
prep
like
page.
Because they're doing so well, that's why they're coming after us?
Well, he didn't bring that up.
The fans have.
Well, of course the fans have, because they've got no facts to go by.
Yeah.
Rabelais' contention was, it may look bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all conjecture.
Well, wait a minute. I thought they had him.
Even the part on tape where he tells the AAU coach or the recruiter, we can make that happen, but let me get up and close the door before we go on.
As the article said, even though he's been subpoenaed, that is not a presentation of guilt. It looks bad.
They just want the facts.
It looks really bad. It's looked bad at a few places that Wade has been.
Yep.
The coincidence, and I'm not a big believer in coincidence. I don't know about y'all.
No such thing.
But the coincidence of the lead official who made the call that cost Tennessee the victory in overtime by calling a foul with 6/10 of a second left. Here, let's make this plain, Rod Rat. Nobody calls a foul with 6/10 of a second left unless there was a punch throw. There was no punch thrown in that game. But here's the guy, and apparently this comes from 2014 when he was on a vacation, and he found an LSU shirt, and he's holding it up for the camera.
In Costa Rica or something like that.
It says, Go Tigers. And, you know, this naturally makes its appearance just in time, just in time for the guy to make the call that took Tennessee out of it. Did you see the Tennessee coach looking for the guy after the game and finally got turned away by another official?
Yeah. Rick Barnes was headhunting.
Yes.
And seriously headhunting. He wanted to talk to that fellow.
Yeah, but I don't believe in all those conspiracy theories. Just like that, when the Saints lost, as all the referees were from California. And all
no,
this
you believe
and
in coincidence, right?
Yeah, but this particular deal, I mean, come on. Serious.
Which particular deal are you
first
talking about?
First of all, LSU wasn't even supposed to be there.
The T-shirt or the subpoenas? Which one are you talking about?
Both. The subpoena's legit. The subpoena's legit. I mean, they like Tom said, if they got you on tape saying that, I'd love to. Here's my question about
the
that.
The subpoena is legitimate because he was recruiting a player that this guy was representing.
Well, I don't doubt that.
Okay, and they were negotiating, trying to find the way to get the guy to LSU.
But Tom's,
okay,
but
let's be honest. Nothing is going to come of this.
No,
nothing will come of it.
No,
all know that. We have seen it for 40 years.
Well, here's my question. He got subpoenaed. When is the trial?
In April, I think.
Okay, so April. Because I was thinking
after
the Final
March
Four.
Madness.
Okay, because I was thinking about what would happen if that thing would start in March. You'd have a problem.
Well, you realize the Arizona coach has got like 3 assistants that have been fired or moved on that were involved in. He's got one assistant that took a $20,000 payoff from I don't remember who it was. He took a $20,000 payoff from some. I don't remember who it was, but in order to get a guy.
The guys you're talking about have all reached plea deals.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
which means they will testify
against him.
Here's the deal in the United States today. There's no code like the old mafia code where you don't rat on your friends. And you're seeing that today with Cohen in the hearings.
What is it, Muerte? What is that?
What? What? Go ahead.
The code. Something Muerte.
Mafia code.
Yeah, something Muerte is the Italian.
Yeah, I don't know, but if you rat on us, we'll take care of you. That's on Reels, by the way, on Wednesday nights, I think. But nobody's safe, man. If you get in trouble, man, the average human being is going to rat you out, man. So if they got some rats out there, he's in trouble if he did anything wrong. You not saying anything, Tom?
No, I just don't think anything's going to become of it.
No,
I've seen too
either.
Many instances over the last 40 years that.
But if
you know,
if
and
he,
let me ask you this:
if he did,
whatever happened with the two football players that were in a car that a guy got killed in? Anybody know?
Yeah,
have
that
you heard
story,
anything
that
on that?
That story disappears
exactly.
From everywhere.
Have you heard
never
anything
happened.
On that? Yeah, it never happened. Exactly.
Yeah, like the Ford lady in the Kavanaugh hearings, it just disappeared. The Virginia governor disappeared. Yeah, yeah. Now that's conspiracy there, theories. Hey, get us out of here, huh?
Yeah, before Glenn gets into politics, get us out
of
here.
Yeah, listen to politics. Yeah. He don't want to go there.
Oh, I'll go there.
Oh, I know you don't.
Right with Cohen and Trump and his racism.
Yeah, you believe all of that.
Take a break. Back after this.